You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
No, I actually streamed it in the final last week, and it just got worse in the match. It was it was a bit of a bad strain, but I had like a few days off, so I obviously had to try to do whatever I could to try to get on the court. It felt okay when I went on the court, but it was tough to move right. It was spasming every time that I moved right, and I just felt like I'm gonna tear it or something pretty bad when it got worse like in a couple of games straight away.
Did you have to think quite hard about playing at all?
Sure. I mean, as a tennis player, you want to compete, and you know, it is a Grand Slam, so you're not. If it's any other tournament, you know, you would probably take a call and be like, you know, I don't want to risk it. But if you're at a Grand Slam, you want to try to do everything that you can. So it's a tough call, but I had to try because it got better. If it would have gotten worse over the last 5 days, perhaps I wouldn't have stepped on the court. But because it got better, and so I had to be smart, but I had to do it. So I protected it, but wasn't, you know, good enough. And then I just didn't want to damage it even further. To instead of being out a couple of weeks, to be out 6 weeks makes no sense. So
you think you would be out for too long?
They told me a couple of weeks, so which sounds okay. But, you know, everybody's body is different and everybody's body reacts differently to muscle tears. I haven't torn a muscle in a pretty long time. I think the last time I tore a muscle was at the Australian Open final. I tore my ab muscle in a mixed doubles match. So it's been a few years. Something with my muscles in Melbourne.
So to do with something with the preparation, maybe?
No, I think that it has a lot to do with the fact that I came back and played four matches straight away after 2.5 years. I mean, I'm sure, you know, the body is, like I kept saying, even when we did interviews on Sunday, that the body doesn't react the same way anymore. So, you know, your body, it is something that I felt it on one point in the final, and I knew straight away that I strained it. So it's not, I wasn't sure that I strained it. Of course, I knew I did it, and I know exactly when I did it at 6-4, 3 love, 30 love. I know which point I did it at. But the thing is that it could be anything. It could be because the body didn't recover. It could be because all of a sudden I was putting my body under tension to play four matches in a row. It could be the wind. It could be the cold. It was really cold in Hobart. Like, it was freezing. I think the quarters and semis that we played, and actually when I actually did feel the worst strain was in the final, where it was warmest. So, you know, you never know what did it, really.
What's your feeling at this stage? Are you more disappointed, upset, unhappy, sad?
I just think the timing's unfortunate. I think that when you play a professional sport, injury is really part of it, and it's something that you have to accept. And sometimes the timing is really not ideal, right? Like, so, yeah, it's tough that it happened in a Grand Slam or just before a Grand Slam. But having said that, I still won the tournament that I played. And, you know, so I have to look at the positives, and I still have to look at the level that I'm playing, that I still feel that obviously I have the level of the top players, and that's why, I wanted to make this comeback. And so I still have to look at that positive. And I could have lost first round last week and had a great calf this week. So, you know, I don't know. Like, so I'm just saying, like, you just never know. And I always believe that everything happens for the better, and that's the person that I am, so there must be a bigger plan.
And being around the tournament probably gave you an appetite for the big events.
Yeah, I think Grand Slams is, I believe that I am going to compete because I want to win the tournament, no matter what tournament it is, and that is the attitude that every tennis player comes with when they come into a tournament, and more so when you have won those tournaments before. I believe that I have the tennis to be able to compete for the big tournaments. Still, do I have the body is a question. Right now, the rest of my body feels great, if that makes any sense, which is for me a positive, because I'm not hurting in five different places. I had a strained muscle, and it's a freak accident. It can happen with anybody. So the recovery for me is important. The rehab's important, and I still have a long year ahead. So,
do you know where you'll play next?
I'm entered for Dubai. Which is 3-4 weeks from now. No, not with Nadia. I've not entered yet. We've actually, we'll see, but probably with Garcia. Yeah.
Sanya, you've been wearing, is that compression tights you're wearing? You were wearing it in Hobart also, is it because of?
Yeah, I actually had strained this calf a little bit last month, just at the end of like training and in the beginning of December. And it got fine straight away in 3 days because I stopped right away. Obviously, I started feeling it getting a bit tight in the second round in Hobart. But you're in a tournament, so you push it if it's tight. I mean, you don't just pull out if it's just a little tight. So it obviously got worse, and because I played four matches. So yeah, it is, like I said, I think that injury is just something that you're going to have to deal with, and everybody deals with it. You know, every pro athlete in the world deals with it. You just have to sort of manage it.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.